Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the lesson we can take away from what happened in Nashville is pretty good. We had a very good example made for us with that. Quick, aggressive responses will save lives. The problem was, and now we know the shooter, we know Hale shot, expended 152 rounds. I am not privy as to where all of those went. I know that she was shooting out of a window. I don't know how many of those were going in that direction. We do know that her body count, for as much time as she was allowed to be out there, was lower than average, which is a blessing. But it is pure dumb luck. Although it does sort of show that their procedure for getting everybody out of sight worked. And the problem with any sort of response like that, where you're waiting on a cop to show up, is that when seconds are counting, the police are just minutes away. The best alternative is armed people, armed responders. They need to be present at the site of a mass shooting. Now, that's sort of difficult to do because you cannot mandate that everybody carry a gun everywhere, because these are civilians we're talking about. Some civilians do not want to carry a gun. And that's okay. What you can do is empower people to carry in places where such shootings are likely to happen. You can ask for volunteers. You will get them. You will get the volunteers. Tennessee has decided to go in that direction. Republican lawmakers in Tennessee advanced a bill through a House committee on Wednesday that would allow teachers to carry firearms in their classrooms, which is being criticized by Democrats, civil rights leaders, and gun safety advocates as tone deaf in the wake of the shooting last week at a Nashville elementary school that killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 school staffers. This is not tone deaf. This is what you meet an armed attack with. Period. You have to meet it with a like response. Now, these people don't want to see this because there's a few things at play here. But one of the things that is not being addressed is the fact that their policies have failed. Gun-free zones have failed. So, unlike what we often see in some of these rampage killings, this relates to what happened in Nashville. And they want an assault weapon ban. When there's not even a hint that the killer couldn't have killed just as many people with the handgun that they were carrying. But then they get upset at the possibility of empowering teachers and staff to put dipsticks like that down without waiting for the police. So we got, what do we get? We get Democratic Representative Justin Jones, who represents parts of Nashville. Our community is still grieving last week's mass shooting at Covenant Elementary. It took 6 lives. Their solution is more guns. Shameful. After the shooting, Representative Tim Burchett, Tennessee Republican, told reporters, "We're not going to fix it." So on Monday, thousands of K-12 students, college students, parents, and community members rallied at the Tennessee State Capitol to demand stronger gun laws, a blunt rebuttal to Governor Bill Lee's call for $155 million to place armed security guards in every public school, beef up other security measures, and bolster mental health services. He said, "There is a serious conversation needed about school safety. It must begin with the recognition that we cannot control evil, but we can do something." And Lee is unfortunately correct. But the media outlet, U.S. News and World Report, decided to focus more on the upcoming expulsion of the 3 Democrats who disrupted the State House with an anti-gun protest rather than the policies, which is kind of typical, you know, when you think about it. And the truth of the matter is that this is exactly what is needed, not just in Tennessee, but throughout the nation. And as noted, when an armed citizen is there and ready to act, the death toll in these incidents drops considerably. Early, aggressive, hyper-violent responses are the key to mitigating these kinds of evil. And yet, gun control gets pushed. And, I mean, gun control was at play here. It was a gun-free zone, right? So, despite its abject failure time and time again, it continues to get pushed. Have we already forgotten about Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay in January? 2 major mass shootings less than 2 days apart in the most gun-controlled state in the nation. And it's not about the state, and it's not about the people in the state. Gun control simply doesn't work, and it's not going to work in California. It's not going to work in Tennessee. And the answer is that it's never going to work. Now, in Tennessee, which is different from California, they have decided to, you know, have a little bit better sense and make a move in a different direction. What we're trying is not working. Let's move on to the next thing. That's what they are doing. We should be applauding these guys. And we should try to have more and more of the state houses do this. Now, it's not going to happen in states like California or Illinois or New Jersey. Probably not Michigan now. New York, Maryland. Those states will continue to be sort of wide open. And what we're about to witness, and I'll make this prediction, what we're about to witness, we're going to see, these things are going to keep increasing in these states where this happens. In these states where they embrace the idea that you can arm the teachers and be a deterrent against this kind of an attack, we're going to see that stop. Just stop. So soon we'll have one slice of states where everything is out of control. It's out of control. And everybody's leaving there. And the states, they're going to hollow it out like Detroit. The entire state. And then there'll be other states like Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, that will they'll just be maintaining law and order. I mean, if you think about it, if you look around in some of these crazy states like where crime is spiking, and then you go look around in a state in the southeast where it's pretty much da-da-da-da-da, you know, elevator music all the time, you get the picture. You see the difference. It'll be quite utopian. We'll have these outposts of lawlessness surrounded by serenity. And they'll call these states the zone. If you're going into the outlaw zone, you better go strapped. But out here in the serenity zone, we'll all be strapped anyway. So going into the outlaw zone just means that we carry more ordnance. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Winchester.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Australia used to be a fairly free nation when it came to guns. It might not have been perfect, but it sure looked like they had respect for people's right to keep and bear arms. And then one day they didn't. Following a mass shooting, they began, and the kind of anti-gun campaign some activists here in the U.S. can only dream of. After Nashville, some are trying to push just such an agenda, but an Australian gunsmith shares with us a warning. In a stark warning to us, Australian weapons manufacturer Lance French says firearm control laws, once introduced, never stop expanding. He's the owner of SGS Industries, and he made the comments during the Western Australian Firearms Community Alliance meeting on April the 1st. The meeting of gun owners and industry experts was held in reaction to impending state laws that will expand the gun control regime to ban high-powered firearms. He said, gun control doesn't stop at a particular gun. It just keeps going. It's relentless. It doesn't stop. They're making these false claims that certain knives are dangerous when what's dangerous is a person, and that's a very low percentage of people. They started the buyback, they got rid of the semi-auto stuff, and they just kept going. What the U.S. can learn from us is that we are a living testament to the fact that it won't stop. We're down to bolt-action rifles and pump-action rifles, can't even have a pump-action shotgun unless you fit certain criteria. It's really restrictive, and you can't even do it for self-defense. And Mr. French knows what he's talking about because he's watched it up close. And here's the thing to remember. No gun grabber says they want a total gun ban. Yet, if they're pressed as to where their line in the sand is, where they will stop supporting gun control, remarkably few will say anything beyond saying they don't want a total gun ban. Some won't even go that far, but most will at least pretend they don't want such a thing. But the problem, as French notes, is the goalposts keep moving. Australian gun control followed the Port Arthur shooting, but despite relatively low rates of violent crime, they're still pushing for more and more gun control. They won't stop until they're as close to a total ban as they can manage. And a total ban isn't really on the table. Remarkably few nations have total bans on guns. There are usually a few people who can get them, and our own gun control activists are often people who want firearms for themselves, just no one else. So I have no doubts they're not interested in a total ban. But what they want is still restrictive enough to, talk about who can own what and to drastically infringe on our right to keep and bear arms. So French's warning is dire, but many of us already know that to be true. We've looked at how it goes elsewhere, and we're more than willing to learn from those other places. And give in on guns once, and you'll be expected to give in again and again. It's like the cake metaphor. They just keep taking pieces of it until the entire cake is gone, all while trying to implore us to be reasonable. And that's not reasonable. And we want our cake back. Australia wants their cake back, too, but it's pretty much gone at this point. We're actually in pretty good shape. We can actually try to hold the line on this. Now, here in South Carolina, I can carry in the open. Only a handgun, and only if I have a concealed carry permit. But my question I keep asking myself is, should I? And some of you are thinking, oh, no, not this again. And it's often visited trope for people who carry a gun. And if that's you, then, I get it. I understand. But you can bring the pain, as a matter of fact. You're not going to really hurt my feelings on this. At present, more than 30 states permit the practice of openly carrying a handgun, and most permit open carry of a long gun. 26 states now have full permitless concealed carrying. And granted, open carry laws vary by state and by locality. And in some states, such as Texas, if you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry openly or concealed if you so choose. Other states, such as Virginia or Montana, don't require a permit. Anyone who can legally possess a firearm can openly carry their handgun in a holster in non-prohibited areas, though concealment requires a permit. Some states outright prohibit it, and certain cities do as well. And make sure to consult your state and local law before you proceed. Ignorance of the law is no excuse in blathering on about what you think your rights are instead of what the laws and court precedents say they are. In front of a judge, unfortunately, won't keep you out of jail if you break their local law. Federal law doesn't really have anything to say on the topic of open carry outside of A, where federal law says you can't carry, like school zones, without a permit, federal buildings and so on, and B, who can and can't possess a firearm. And the question of whether you carry open or not breaks down into practical and ethical considerations. Practically speaking, open carriers insist that open carrying is a deterrent to criminals, with the concealed carry objection being you lose the element of surprise. How true is any of that? It is true that some bad guys have been really surprised when an off-duty officer or lawful concealed carry has produced a handgun where they weren't expecting one. As to open carry being a deterrent, it's not as if any exit surveys have been done where career criminals have said, you know, I was totally going to knock off that Piggly Wiggly, but when I saw that guy with a gun on his hip, I thought better of it. To date, no causal or correlative relationship has been established between open carry and crime rates. So it might have an effect, but nobody can prove it. Then there's a theory of Hitchens' razor. That which is claimed without evidence can be dismissed without evidence. This would suggest the deterrent argument is specious. So ultimately, it's up to you to make your own decision on that front. As far as anything in from the real world that would suggest an argument against open carry, there have been a few isolated incidents where an open carrier was targeted by a small group of hoodlums, bashed about the head, and deprived of their gun. It has happened, but it's rare. But the thing is that gun owners talk about this because we're dancing around the question of ethics. Ethics being a thing. And I'll continue this on the other side, just because I don't want to leave off here at the part of ethics, because now we're getting in, we're going from the practical to the conceptual, in my opinion. And I want to just lay this out for you and let you have a stab at it and maybe imagine in your own mind's eye what this may or may not be. If you're considering open carrying, see, I don't ever consider it. I can do it. I just don't do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The man who opened fire in a Kentucky bank Monday, killing five and injuring several more, had just recently bought the rifle he used in that shooting.
He purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on yesterday, on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally.
Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel also said the 25-year-old gunman was a current employee at the bank. Police say a shooting outside a funeral home in northeast Washington, D.C. was a targeted attack. The D.C. police chief says four people were shot and one person is dead. That shooting broke out this afternoon outside the Stewart funeral home. According to the CDC, cases of sexually transmitted infections skyrocketed in 2021. Cases jumped by 7% in 1 year to more than 2.5 million. More than half of those reported cases were chlamydia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking about open carry versus concealed carry. And in open carry, the big question becomes, are you being inconsiderate? Are you being ostentatious if you open carry? It's a touchy subject because a lot of people have strong differing opinions, and people like to get into this one. And I believe, you know, if you want to carry in the open, by all means, do it. I have no problem seeing a gun out in the open. None. Unless it's, you know, unless it's in hands. If it's in hands, then I'm looking around to see why it's in hands. If it is if it's coming up, or if it's being aimed at somebody, now you've really got my attention. But beyond that, seeing a gun in the open, I'm not. That doesn't have that much of an issue with me. We see it all the time with the police officers. They wear holsters the size of a Wheaties box because of the retention level they have to have. Some people choose to carry openly. Some concealed. Neither bothers me. So long as a person isn't legally prohibited from possessing it and is doing it in a safe, responsible manner, I don't really care. I wouldn't want open carry to be legally prohibited. See, that was the problem we had here in South Carolina. In South Carolina, we only had concealed carry. So I always use this as the thing because there's really no other reason for me to reach up that high. But if I was reaching for a shoebox in a shoe store, because my size just happened to be over my head, if my shirt would hike up and I would show my gun, I have broken the law. Now that is not the case now that we have open carry, because I have a legitimate concealed carry permit and I can open carry. So what this did is it took away the whole part where I might print. It took away the whole part where I might flash. Or is it, you know, it used to be if the gun showed, they would say you had brandished it, and that was problematic. So, for anybody that wants to get out there and prohibit this kind of thing, this should be something you push back at. But not everybody thinks the same way I do on this one. And I get it. Not everybody is comfortable around a gun. Some folks want gun control measures so restrictive that no one would be able to have guns except the police or the military. And some really interesting people even want to disarm the cops. When you open carry, you're wearing your holster and pistol or slinging your rifle. For other people to see and other people's feelings and the torpedoes be damned, and that can make some people nervous or uncomfortable or even frightened. And it's due to their ignorance about guns, but that doesn't change the way they feel. And it doesn't take a whole lot of gray matter to remember the golden rule. Don't do something to someone else if you don't want it done to you. Do you like people waving things in your face that make you uncomfortable? No. And that's how, for some people, that's how they feel about guns. But then again, not everywhere is like everywhere else. Now, if you were to go out west into some of these states like Arizona, where Dean Weingarten lives in Yuma, he carries open all the time. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that he carries in the open. Lots of people carry in the open in Arizona. Nobody cares. Now, if you live in a bedroom community in Connecticut, you're going to end up with a lot of the stink eye, and the local PD may end up wanting to have a chat with you. And even there, if there's nothing illegal about what you're doing. So it all becomes relative. And we can have the arguments about what you should all you want. But this is about the is, and you should definitely consider that. So the answer is really that it depends a lot on where you're doing it. So if you open carry in an area with a strong or strongest gun culture, it's probably no real never mind to anybody. There's really never been much of an ethical problem. But if you do so in an area where that isn't the case, then you'll probably be making people uncomfortable, and maybe intentionally. Which brings up another reason some open carry. The normalization argument. It goes something like this. People who don't like guns start seeing more people carrying them, they'll grow accustomed to them, and thus it won't be a problem. And if that means nonchalantly carrying a pistol in a holster, then maybe that will happen. The problem is some folks take open carry a step too far. So, in other words, let's all start open carrying our AR-15s and tactical gear so people can see it's no big deal. While there may be no legal prohibition against this, and many states don't prohibit the open carry of long guns, that doesn't mean you're helping the cause. You're not hurting anybody in any tangible sense, but some folks will definitely find it distasteful or actually threatening. So if you start parading around a Walmart with an AR-15, a vest, multiple loaded magazines, and a loaded handgun on your hip, a few days after a rampage killing, you're going to have a problem. No matter what your rationale is. So to close all of this out, should you open carry? If you are legally permitted to do so and you're doing so in a safe and responsible manner, you won't have anything to worry about, legally speaking. But your own judgment has to come into play. Awareness has to go way up. If you know you're doing it in a way that's liable to cause a scene or make a lot of people nervous or spook the horses, so to speak, maybe you shouldn't do it. Open carry is a statement. It's a First Amendment issue. It's a freedom of speech issue. So, as far as the what it signals and what it says about us and everybody around us, I totally get that people want to do this. I do. And by the same token, for me, you know, I am a student of Jaeger. I am a student of Fisher. All of these guys, which, you know, I've worked with some of the best pistoleros on the planet, and all of them carry concealed. And a lot of the consideration that they have goes into the theoretical gunfight they might have to get involved in. So they carry concealed. Some of these guys are going to be so nonchalant about it that they've done it for so long. Clint Smith, he's carried a full-size 1911 for so long concealed that it is just second nature to him. He wears out a holster a year. He may have switched over to a Glock now, I don't know, but whatever he's doing, he is doing it, and he's doing it very well, but he's carrying concealed. Very simple. No big mystery or anything. So I defer to that. I defer to that. Now, I am glad that I no longer have to worry about being accused of flashing my gun or brandishing my gun because it shows. And to that end, I carry the way I carry, which is I do carry concealed, mainly because I have a bunch of really decent sticky holsters at work. And the sticky holsters are the thing that is my main carry method, because I wear a lot of gym clothes, even though I don't have to and I'm not going to the gym. I wear a lot of gym clothes just because my job is sitting here doing this stuff or getting out on the range. Comfort is a factor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently, we've had a rash of mass shooters. Not, you know, they call themselves transgenders. It's not a real phrase. They're musses, made up sexual statuses. And, you know, by the same token, there are a few women that are leftists that oppose the whole idea of transgenderism. And when that happens, given what we see coming out of this, we should probably listen and learn. And thusly, there's Jennifer Bilek, no means a conservative. Quite the opposite. She's a feminist leftist, and there's nothing I can think of that I would agree with her on except for the contents of her video titled, Who is Behind the Trans Agenda? And she correctly refers to Rachel Levine as a he. Now, make no mistake, despite what we are encouraged to actually believe, there's this organized, systematic agenda that if one does not do the research is easily dismissed as yet another right-wing conspiracy theory. Bilek has clearly done the research, and her video is a comprehensive summary of the facts. Bilek is not the first leftist to recognize this. Camille Paglia and J.K. Rowling are two of the better-known so-called trans-exclusive radical feminists, or TERFs. We've always got to have an acronym for something. Which has become a pejorative among trans activists who promote such things as irreversible surgical mutilation of young children, who, however temporarily, express gender confusion. Now, Bilek asks a question that I would love to know the answer to. And most people on both sides, they all want to know it too. From where did this trans phenomenon rise? Why is it that 10 years ago it was not on the radar, but after that it abruptly dropped on us, fully formed, as Bilek notes? Now, Bilek points out that historically human rights movements have not exploded on society like that. They come gradually over many years through grassroots forces challenging institutions of power. Instead, the impetus for trans rights came from the top down, suddenly from powerful establishments in the medical industrial complex, motivated by profit and employing the law to force compliance. And this is unprecedented. And there's more. The tech giants did not invent the trans movement. They adopted it for profit. It was presented to them by an even weirder movement known as transhumanism. Now, putting aside the more spectacular reports about this movement, it is based on technologies such as computer chips that can be implanted in the human body, even in the brain, to modify and control human behavior. Pharmaceutical and surgical developments also promise huge profits. And as with all technologies, there are unforeseeable complications, which are often tragic if you move too swiftly in implementing them. Transhumanism, except for its most radical fringe, advocates not for the extermination of humanity, but to modify it. And transgenderism, like transhumanism, is in conflict with human nature. And in particular, it denies, dimorphism, the binary reality of the human species, which is divided into two complementary sexes, equal but not interchangeable. Sexes are, in humans, absolute, not relative, as absolute and asymmetric as are protons and electrons in the atom. Transsexualism denies this reality, and transhumanism seeks to eradicate it. Now, Ms. Bialik's video is a wide-ranging tour de force to which I can't do it justice. Anyone, conservative or otherwise, who would advocate against transsexualism needs to be armed with the information contained in it. Now, this is one of the things that is being used by the people in power. And the root of all nation-destroying evil is the megalomaniacal abuse of power. And in the United States of 2023... no two people personify that more than 92-year-old George Soros and 80-year-old Joe Biden, who are essentially working in tandem to destroy the United States as founded. Now, George Soros saw firsthand the death and destruction wrought by a megalomaniac in World War II, but he has become one in his single-minded determination to be the man who reshapes us into a Marxist, socialist, one-party nation and permanently uproots the whole Judeo-Christian foundation of American society. And to do this, he has attacked the soft underbelly of a constitutional republic, the integrity of the voting process, and confidence in an equitable justice system. He knows that once those two pillars have collapsed, this nation will undergo an unalterable transformation. And from 2000 to 2018, his foundations have spent $8.9 billion on these tactics. In 1 year alone, he spent $708 million to affect the midterm elections. By comparison, it took the Republican and Democrat National Committee 2 years to raise $502 million between them. He has also deviously co-opted an army of journalists to promote his agenda by paying many of them to be on the boards of organizations he funds and directly contributing money to media groups that hire the rest. So from 2016 to 2020, he dished out at least $131 million to 253 journalism and activist media groups to promote his agenda. These machinations also serve to create an army of paid-for minions whose additional task is to defend him against any criticism. And they always mindlessly regurgitate the assertion that since Soros is Jewish and survived World War II, any criticism is out of bounds and tantamount to unbridled anti-Semitism whenever he is unjustifiably criticized. But he is a naturalized American citizen, so he should be sanctioned and deported for being a collaborator with the Nazis in Hungary during World War II instead of being allowed to have a grossly oversized and malevolent influence on our society. He admitted this in a 1998 interview on 60 Minutes. So,
hmm.
many Jewish families paid for some of those collaborations. And, I don't know. Our other geriatric megalomaniac, Joe Biden, has always been ruled by his unrestrained narcissism and delusion of being praised in the history books as a president on par of surpassing Franklin Roosevelt. His impatience to achieve this is seriously, he considered this in 1980 when he was only 37, but his first bid for the presidency came 7 years later when he was 44. And he is not, nor has he ever been moved by ideology or love of country. He's a blowhard. And who is currently and without hesitation promoting extremist left-wing ideology and society destroying cultural Marxism. He believes by doing so he will achieve his delusional all-encompassing objective of being an historically transformative president. And he's been willing to do just about anything. He's been selling the office for a very long time. Selling it for a long time. So, this is what we have to deal with. Those two guys. Two geriatric megalomaniacs trying to fly us straight into the ground. We had an election and that's how we got installed and we didn't do anything about it. I mean, I voted. You probably voted too. I just wonder what happened to the votes. Because I don't think Joe Biden got 81 million votes. But, we still have a chance to pull this out of the fire. I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom, but this is just the table as it is set. Bear that in mind. We got hour number two coming up. We are going to geek out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.